Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. Today I want to talk just a little bit about some of the vaccine and vaccine hesitancy, and not from the standpoint of good or bad, but some of the impacts that we might be seeing. I'm going to use New York City a bit as an example, but it really doesn't matter where you go in the country, because this disagreement, if you want to call it that, as I will choose to do, having to do with vaccines is something that is going to have a major impact in terms of services around the country. And that's true in rural areas as well as in the cities. Using New York as an example, just very recently, thousands of workers with the fire department, the emergency medical services, sanitation department, joined members of the New York Police Department. They blocked roads. They marched to the City Hall in Brooklyn. A day earlier, there had been protesters who sparked actual chaos and stormed barricades at Barclays Center. That was just to support one basketball player, Brooklyn Nets, Kyrie, who also refused to be vaccinated. The New York PD's largest union also moved forward with a lawsuit, and these are being seen around the country right now, attempting to block the city's vaccine mandate from taking effect. On Tuesday, the city urged members of the police force to avoid waiting for the results of the lawsuit and to get vaccinated as soon as possible. They said, anyone at this point in time, unless something changes, will be put into a leave without pay status. What they would urge is for people not to wait for the last moment to see what happens with the lawsuit or anything else. That's good common sense, but people who are not going to be vaccinated will not do this, and if people are put on leave, whether it's medical personnel or others, this is going to be a real problem. While the NYPD's vaccination rates continue to lag, the rates among other city workers are even lower. Just 60% of the fire department and the sanitation department's uniform services had received their shots, even less than police. The city still says they don't know how they got there. Vaccine mandate is how they got there. They're saying they even have nurses refusing to get vaccinated. I know nurses who don't wish to be vaccinated. I think people made this such a political issue, according to some, that now that's coming home to roost. It's not just political. These are personal decisions, personal value statements that people are making. It would have been better, probably, if it hadn't become such a political thing, but that is how it worked. Good luck to us all. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.